my God, I love my weekends with Yanti. We got a lot of scoop. David makes some bold predictions. Is Bravo in trouble? Is Real Housewives of Miami totally done? Are girls' trips over? Ooh, lawsuits are stacking up. We'll tell you the latest. Plus, Mike Shaoud from Shaw's of Sunset has now been sued by his ex-fiance Paulina over those abuse charges. We'll get into all of those details. More difficulties and dramas and tea for Portia Williams and her impending divorce. Oh, it's juicy. Here's David. All right. We have a lot of, we have exits. And I want to know what you think of Mikey from Shaw's of Sunset being sued by Paulina and the images coming out of the physical abuse. She is documenting the very first time he laid hands on her. And I got to say, that guy looks like a real asshole. And he looks like he's on roids. And I don't have a lot of redeeming things to say about him. But have you interviewed Mikey? Have you interviewed Mike?
No, but I've revealed this on the Patreon last week. I interviewed Paulina. People who listen very closely have heard this before. I interviewed her. Remember I told you the story?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm not talking out of school. I'm sure I have the raw video audio somewhere. She was saying something and off camera, you hear scream, and it was not in English. But it was clearly the voice of Mike. I mean, we all know what Mike sounds like. He's on the TV and he speaking to her in another language. And she petrified and she said, I have to stop the interview. I will be back on the Zoom. She hung up. I said, she ain't ever coming back on. I waited, tail between my legs, up my asshole. She came back on. We finished the interview. I asked if everything was okay. She said something like, oh yeah, he was just like, I don't know what that excuse was, but I was like, David, this is also like in my first year. Now I would be like, girl, it doesn't seem like you're safe. Like, blink twice if you need help. But he was listening to the whole interview and he got very upset with her. And then this happened. She came back and I'm like, Jesus, I better move on. Petrified. So I witnessed that firsthand. I mean, I'm not making it up. I have audio and video to prove it. And look, I think pictures could be viewed in different ways. So I wish that I watched a video. I would be so, but I mean, I'm not doubting this. And he does look, I mean, did you see in one picture? He's like looking at the camera. I'm like,
oh, he looks, I mean, he's unhinged. What type he's of sicko absolutely is this? Putting his hands looking on like, her and, I don't even know. How do you pronounce his last name? Shoed?
Mike Shoed, yeah.
Shoed. Former fiancé of Paulina Ben-Cohen claims that she was viciously, brutally, and repeatedly assaulted and battered by the Bravo star during a March 2020 incident. They are former fiancés. In a court document filed in L.A. recently, Paulina sued the 45-year-old former Bravo star for alleged assault and battery, gender violence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Doesn't sound like it's so good for him.
He ain't ever going to be back on television, I would certainly hope.
No. Yeah, and I think he's part of the reason. Look, Shaw's had bad ratings at the end, but they could have come back without Mike, but this was also right before the show was canceled. I think that has something to do with it. The ratings weren't great. Look, if the ratings were great, like Vanderpump, they would have said, see ya, Mike, and brought back Reza and the others, but they weren't great. So it's just all, I think it helped lead to the end of Shaw's, but I don't think it caused it. No, I don't think he'll ever be back on television. Good. No.
Awful.
No, darling.
What a whack job.
It's not going to happen. A little bit of a whack job.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, look, those images are terrible. Unless they're doctored, I don't know. I mean, and I'm absolutely saying those images are 100% real, and I completely believe he was vicious towards Paulina. I mean, he's a nut job. Who would ever be with him? Ugh, no.
I mean, listen. You guys have to work out your anger management. You should never put your hands on someone, right? I mean,
never. He's too damn old. And look, women are nuts too. So men can certainly find themselves in positions. And I'm sure gay men are crazier than hell as well. So I'm sure you can.
Buddy, you know how many battered gay men there are by the husbands? Really? I believe it.
I believe it. These people are nut jobs out here. And of course, they're on every medication, as we know. Get in an Uber in Los Angeles. I mean, my God, their eyes are just as crystallized over as you can get. So, I mean, there's whack jobs in everywhere, men, women. But, I mean, Yeah, you cannot put your hands on someone. And if you are in that situation, oh my God, you do whatever you can. I mean, Paulina did whatever she could to get out of that situation. And I give her a lot of credit for getting away from him. Ugh. What an asshole. I mean, he's just, he was a mess the whole series, but you weren't sure how much of that was for TV or not. But it's like, okay, good luck. Goodbye. Do you want to talk Potomac? There's a lot to talk in Potomac.
We could do Potomac quickly. I mean, Miss Huger, Sharice Jackson Jordan has spoken out and said, you can keep counting my coins, girl, because the town drunk is out. Andy protects her, truly original protects her. Y'all protect her, but let me tell the people, this is the Karen Huger that stumbles around the upper streets of Potomac. That time y'all saw the real Karen, a drunk Potomac. What do you think of that?
Ms. Jordan also alleges that Karen was at one point in rehab and never finished the program and needs to head back.
Wow.
Look, I don't know.
Karen,
you know,
Huger headed for rehab?
I watch these shows for fun and escapism. Same with, I never realized that Wendy Williams, I never realized that Wendy was never sober. Like Wendy's been she just traded cocaine for alcohol over a decade ago and was an alcoholic for years and was falling apart behind the scenes on the Wendy show, but they kind of kept it going and kept it going. She, you know, I guess when she was kind of with Kevin, he propped her up, got her out there. And I didn't know that. So I didn't know. I have never, you know, I was in the DC region for 15 years as a morning radio personality in Fox 5 DC. I had never heard the rumor she was an alcoholic. She's been
never
on my
ran
show.
Into her with bloodshot eyes.
Never. Like none that. Of those. None of those women. I mean, Ashley and Michael were super fun. Been out drinking with them, but I've never seen Michael act crazy. I've never seen any of them. I had never heard those rumors. But
you want to hear something sick?
What?
You and I met last night. I had the one glass. I didn't even do vodka. I had one glass of rosé. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I have a slight, tiny bit of a hangover today from that one glass of rosé. I need, something's wrong with me. So I don't get it. Apparently she had bloodshot eyes and I'm hearing mixed reports. If you read a lot of the things, it says there was alcohol closed in the car. Someone, a reliable source, said, no, there was open alcohol containers. That's not what the reports say, but they say she refused the breathalyzer and she was like, refused to call Ray and they just took her away. And I mean, that tree don't look, and listen, this is like, I'm sorry. Losing a parent is a horrible thing which changes you in life. But to say that she had an emotional conversation with her friend and Mother's Day is coming up. I mean, this happened in like mid-March. Okay.
Sweetheart, you're nearly 70.
Right. And Mother's Day is coming up in like a month and a half, darling. So yeah, it's coming up, but it's not coming up like in an hour. It's coming up in a month and a half and you were driving. I mean, great try for the mother's sympathy card. And you were driving home and you were crying so hard that you couldn't see anymore. Well, even if that is the case, you pull over, but now you swerve off the road to avoid an oncoming car. I mean, were you in their lane? Did you just think they were in your lane because you were trashed? And I mean, did you see that tree?
I did.
It don't look like such a simple thing there. It seems like she took it out.
Thank you for laying out that story. I don't buy any of these excuses. Oh. You're nearly 70. Call an Uber. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm doing a show on Patreon about how we're in trouble with Housewives. Like Miami, it's on pause until September. They announced it. I don't know if Miami's ever coming back. I got to deep dive that. Potomac, this is not, people are getting a little confused behind the scenes. We're not starting to film Potomac right away because of this. Guess what? I have newsflash. After the reunion, we're going to have a little hiatus for Potomac too. Mark my words. Oh, you're wrong. This is good. No, we're not starting right away just because of this. This is not Tom and Erica.
Beverly Hills. I think Potomac is in big trouble.
Big trouble.
And
you guys are living. You got to come back to reality, everybody. We have a real problem with Housewives. It's over. It is actually the beginning of the end. You have to face reality here. You have to.
Okay, so what do you believe to be true and not in this mix? And do you think this is fairly unprecedented? Candy Gal is leaving. Now, I am not surprised to hear this because I have thought on this current season of RHOP, which just had the finale a few weeks ago, I believe that they have iced out Candy Gal. I believe, much like they did with Reality Von Dies, the women collaborated behind the scenes. And I think, according to Andy Cohen, there's no way this group of women can move forward. They can't find any alliances. There's no forgiveness. And I think they intentionally iced out Candy. She's a very smart woman. I think she knew it and saw, if I don't exit, I'm going to be exited. What's your thought?
Maybe, but that's still different than the Reality Montes situation where the phone rings and it's like, we're going to cool you off. And how do you want to announce this? Do you know all these people, you know, this and that. And Anne-Marie at least is being honest. Dorinda was honest. Everyone else says, you know, I'm taking some time off. You're not. You were fucking fired. So I believe, look, I stand by, nobody gets fired until after the reunion, period, the end. It's fake news from the Jasmine brand when they say Robin Dixon is let go. Is Robin Dixon going to be let go? Yes. Is she let go when the Jasmine brand announces it before the reunion? No. No offense to the Jasmine brand. Nobody is let go or given a contract before the reunion. So Candace did quit. She quit. She wasn't fired because nobody is getting fired before. There was no phone call, save face. That would come the day after the reunion, which is why I think Candace is so fucking smart. Because if this happened after the reunion, I would be saying, oh, Candace was fucking fired. The fact that it happened before the reunion, she did leave on her own. Now, you bring up a good point. Was she going to be fired if not? And she's that smart and she just wanted to save grace and say, I'm moving on to other things. I don't know. Was she really going to be fired? Maybe, but I'm not sure. But I think regardless, it's a, we'll never know. So it's a really smart play to take yourself out of that cesspool of fired housewives and then try to have a career. It does give you a lit. It doesn't mean you have the career, but it gives you a little bit of clout of like, I walked away because I'm an actress and a singer, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's got a lot of irons in the fire. I think she could be another person that we've talked about that can have a whole other career beyond Housewives. What's your crystal ball telling you? I mean, where do you think you've said this RHOP is going on pause? You believe this?
I believe it. I feel it.
You believe this is the beginning of the end. What does that mean? We get one more season?
I believe this is the beginning of the end for Housewives. That like,
oh, I see.
And I'm doing, this is what I'm doing my Patreon on. Like, I go back to this. This will be a teaser for the Patreon. But like, if you're used to two checks a year, just say you're Giselle Bryant, and you're used to two checks a year. You film for however many months, and then it airs, and you get your $700,000, and then you do the same thing again, and you get two $700,000s. You get 1.4. When we have a six-month or whatever hiatus, you're only getting $700,000 this year. So you're not fired. Even if the show comes back, we are really stretching it all out now, right? We have two exceptions. We have three. Salt Lake would start right away because of Reality Bautiste and all this. And we have Beverly Hills, where over one, the only franchise right now that has over one, really, although Atlanta did, but that's broken. So everything else is this pause. Where is New York? I know. We're going to know any day. I don't care if we know right now in the middle of this conversation. It still was a long pause for New York. Jersey filmed right away-ish. And guess what? We then didn't air it. We shelved it forever. And now it's going to start. So New York was on this long hiatus. Jersey, Miami, rumor is it's on pause until September. Yeah, right. We'll see about that. 400,000 people
done.
Watching.
I think that's
right. Done. Right. Like, that's what you think. Because we're not going to, you know, and now Potomac will be that. And Atlanta's been on pause. So it's like, do you realize everything is now a huge gap? So at best, you're not fired and you're getting half the pay. You can look at it any way you want. It's one paycheck a year versus two. We're not drawing it out because everything is great and hunky-dory, no pun intended. I don't think all the legal stuff with Andy and all this, I mean, that's not why, but it ain't helping. It's like somebody is coming in and saying, like, all of this shit is happening and there's no fucking ratings. Like, it's the beginning of the end. And if people don't realize that, and we will go into that more on Patreon, you're just kidding yourselves. I'm sorry. I just live in reality. I'm not trying to be negative.
But I mean, I feel
to,
like these shows...
I have to live in reality.
I feel like these shows are going to continue. I mean, you know, here's the thing, right? I cover all these TLC shows that have a much less... They have a very cult following, but it is not as rampant online as what we have in Bravo, right? Like, I can walk into a room and last night, right, we were at podcast movement meetings. And, you know, I was talking to some of the women about Thousand Pound Sisters and Sister Wives. I mean, they were like, what? I'm not familiar with any of these shows. I think they definitely had heard of 90 Day Fiancé, right? But I mean, in a way, TLC has always gone with the mantra of like, we do not create stars. You know, we're a fly on the wall production. We just want to observe people's real lives. We're a fly on the wall. And they have none of the fanfare of Bravo, but yet these shows, but they're doing fairly well. And these shows continue and continue, but they have none of the meetups, the groups. So I just don't, I mean, the Housewives franchise is so big. I mean, I just think, do we get down to maybe four? Do we have Beverly Hills, Salt Lake, Atlanta, and maybe, I'm trying to think of who else, New York?
Jersey.
Right. Do you just get rid of New York altogether? And
I
you have
believe
this
if
Jersey?
We're going to have four, personally, if we're going to have four, I believe those are the four. Now, we might have a decent season of RHOC coming up with Alexis and Shannon.
Oh,
that would be the fifth. But right, let's not give it too much credit.
Please.
I think Potomac,
Goodbye.
And Miami, goodbye. And I think, and by the way, God, I mean, I can't reveal it here. I got to save something for my Patreon. I have very reliable source information on Salt Lake in the future of that. Like, let's not count that as being in the mix. I have information, and I really, this is not a shameless plug. I got something to say.
I could care less about Salt Lake without reality. Von Teese. I don't care. I just don't. She was messy. The mom's a disaster. I mean, that would have been great. I think that some form of Housewives will continue. I think these girls' trips are doing okay, so they continue.
No, I think girls' trips is over.
Really? I liked that.
I do. Really? I think the format, now we have GOAT coming with Zarin. I think that, and Dodie, I think the format of mixing reality stars from different things because of the villains, but really because of the traitors, I think that is the trend. I think these shows are going to continue, and we love seeing Big Brother hanging with someone from The Challenge, with Jill Zarin, hanging with a Vanderpump, hanging with a Shaw. So I think that trend is ignited because of the traitors. And the villains did good enough. House of Villains will have Teresa heading into there now. Yeah, I think that's the trend. I think we have so many shows to pull from. I mean, Jesus, imagine if you start pulling in Spencer and Heidi and Kristen Cavallari. And I mean, Jersey Shore, throw Angelina in there. I mean, this is endless.
I agree. I think they do things like that. But I think we are getting, we're going to whittle down these franchises. And I'll just say it. I mean, for whatever reason, and maybe it is really that toxic, but even Kathy Griffin, before you and I hopped on, was doing an interview and talking about how Housewives have come to her and the producers have said to them, if there's not a fight in every scene, then your job is on the line. I mean, you know, people are coming for Bravo. They want Bravo gone. I don't know. I mean, right? Don't you think there's so much attack on Bravo? I think that they are going to try to keep a much quieter profile and pull back. And I think you could see some of these shows absolutely disappear.
You got to just keep listening to us because we'll be here talking about it all, whether they're on the air or not. By the way, if they're not on the air, my life will be so much easier. Selfishly.
Two last real quick things. Monique Samuel's absolutely not coming back to RHOP. She already put that out there.
Don't think about it, she says. Don't ask.
And what'd you make of
Portia? And she means it.
Yeah. I've known Monique for a long time. You know Monique. She's totally done. She and Chris Samuels years ago. I mean, I filmed a scene with them because I hosted her live podcast. Filmed a scene for Potomac, and they were over it then. I mean, they were way over it then, and that was long before the divorce and the pet menagerie and all of it. So,
What was the bird? Was her Tosco? What the hell is that bird's name? I did a whole.
T'Challa, wasn't it? T'Challa?
T'Challa.
He died in a freak accident.
T'Challa, RIP, T'Challa, baby. See, do you see why I say I don't remember? I barely drank.
I know, poor T'Challa. Enough.
Cautious, you know, T'Challa is saying that Simon changed the locks, and Simon is saying that Portia's, what did she do? Showed up with some gunman or something? What's happening with Portia's?
Subtle threat to old Simon. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a he said, she said. But according to him, he says she showed up. I don't know if it was a relative or a friend, but somebody had a gun visible to just let Simon know that they're around.
Don't fuck with Porsche. Just give her the money and let her be.
I feel like I saw a picture. Did Portia have a kid with Dennis? Is Portia's daughter with Dennis, the hot dog?
Yeah.
King.
Yeah. Pilar. You saw a picture of Pilar?
Oh, no, I saw a picture of Dennis. I thought Dennis looked good.
Oh, Dennis, the man. Yeah. The difference between all this drama with Porsches and Zolciak is Porsches is still keeping her head above. There's still a bit of class. He might have a gun in the picture. But she hasn't gone, you know, that low like Zolciak, who's not welcome back on Bravo, although she's apparently saying is in the mix for her own reality show or something. Is this more clickbait from Kim or is this like the real deal?
Kim does not have two nickels to rub together. And anytime she can film herself purchasing anything or filling herself with more. I mean, people do need to realize, I'm sure, because she knows people are going to get so much hate. Whoever's doing her injections is probably doing them for promotion, I guess. Although I'm not sure that, to be honest, I'm not sure Kim Zolciak is like the best. I don't know. Is that like who you want to give free promotion to? I don't know.
No.
But
I want nothing to do with Kim Zolciak. Unless, of course, if she wants to come on the podcast, then I'd love to talk to her.
But
like,
Thursday.
If I see her standing across the room, I'm okay. I don't like to cross rooms.
Again,
the time.
Another
Sometimes.
Incredible TV legend. Incredible. But I mean, lost her way. Like, none of these people have any advisors being like,
guys, don't quit your office job. For all you accountants, school teachers, marketing professionals, keep the 401k, keep on the path. Just don't be envious of the other side.
Oh, look at this. Dennis, like, this is the best I think I've ever seen the old Dennis look. I thought Dennis.
You want to fuck Dennis, don't you?
You know what? I'm like, oh, this hot dog king ain't so bad. Let me show you the photo before we exit.
You want the hot dog king's hot dog girl?
Now I thought to myself, what a come up for Dennis.
By the way, take a peek at Ralph Pittman's IG. You know, he's going through this divorce with Drew or whatever the fuck is going on. It's all helping him, man.
He's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Look at Dennis in this Vans with Pilar. I guess it's a really tiny one. I guess this is not helpful for our audience, but he's in the Vans.
He's not looking so bad. Tom.
I know. Dennis is like looking spell. Looks a little handsome.
Dennis is all right. Dennis, my man.
I think it's the square, the awful square glasses he had when he was on RHOA. He's ditched, and he looks much better with like a round set. Okay, Dennis.
Who the fuck did I marry? Portia Williams admits the revelation of Simon Kabadia's sketchy past is the main reason she filed for divorce. Didn't want to be married to a stranger. Your job is to protect PJ and I, and you have not.
Okay.
A new statement by Portia.
Well,
Portia, if we ever announce the cast of RHOA in about a year and a half, when we film and get the contract signed, you'll be seeing it on air with Portia. 2025, maybe 26. Love you.
Adios, gorgeous. See you later.
Bye.